So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hametame, if a person made another person's truma tame, or Vahamadame, he mixed truma into a person's chulin, and it thus became forbidden to a Yisrael, who must now sell it to a kohen for a sheba price, or Vahamanasich, he made another person's wine yayin nesach, and now it's forbidden to benefit from it. B'shogig potter b'mezit chayef, if he did this unintentionally, he's not liable for the damages. If he did this intentionally, he is liable for the damages. The Gemara first explains the case of Menasech. Rav says Menasech mamish. He actually poured someone else's wine for Avodah Zarah. Shmuel says Ma'arav. He mixed wine that was already Yayin Nesach into a person's kosher wine. However, Menasech afilu b'mezid pater. He's pater mitashlumen because of Kimli b'diramine. The chi of Misa of Avodah Zarah exempts him from the chi of Mammon of paying for the damages. While Rav holds that Menasech b'mezid chayiv because Mishas hagbahu dekana. The Chiv Tashlumin for Gezela was incurred immediately when he picked up the flask of wine, while Chiv Misa for Avodah Zarah was incurred only when he performed the Nisach, in which case he is not Potter Menat Tashlumin, because Kimle B'dirabmane applies only where Misa B'Tashlumin Boim Ke'echad. The Chiv Misa and Chiv Tashlumin are incurred simultaneously. Now, regarding the Mishnah's Halacha, Chizkiah explains as follows. Dva Torah, Echad Shogig, Ve'echad Mezid, Chayiv. Midday Raisa, the Masik is Chayiv, regardless of whether he did it B'Shogig or B'Mezid, because Hezik She'in and Nikr, Shmei Hezik, one is liable even for damages that are not discernible, and in all these cases, the damage is Ein and Nikr, since the food did not change physically, only its status changed. However, the Rabbanah initiated that B'Shogig Potter because Kadesha Yudiyoi, so that the Masik should notify the Nizik that his item became Aser. However, b'mezit chayiv because hashta lazuki k'machaven adui le'modele. If the mazik harmed the nizik intentionally, he certainly would notify him of the hezik. Rabbi Yechonon disagrees and says d'vat tayre echad shogiv echad mezit potter. Midday rice the person is potter regardless of whether he did it b'shogiv or b'mezit, because hezik she'in and nikr loishme hezik. One is not liable for damages that are not discernible. However, the chacham initiated a knas for a mezit. Because shelo yehei kol echad ve'echad ha'olach metam mitaresiv shel chaveiro va'amr patrani. A person should not intentionally be metam as someone else's truma and be potter. After some proofs are refuted, the Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechta Baba Kama as proof that hezik sheni nikr lo yishmei hezik. The Mishnah states, gazal matbeya benifsel, truma v'nitmis, chametz v'avol la pesach, oimaloi harishol chalafanecha. If a person stole a coin and it then became worthless, or truma and it then became tame, or he stole chametz and kept it over Pesach, and now it's forbidden to eat. In all these cases, the goslin can return the actual item, even though it has no value, because as Rashi explains, the pasuk states, v'heishev es egzeil asher gazal, the goslin returns the item that he stole if it is in its original form, v'harei lo nishtana, and these items remain unchanged. However, if we are to say that hezik shein and nikr shmei hezik, the goslin would have to reimburse the nigzel for the full value, and he cannot return the actual item that lost its value, because as Rashi explains, kam mishalmli davar hanizik v'lo kamasha gazel. He's not returning the item in the same state as it was when it was stolen, because these items were changed, albeit through hezik shein and nikr. Therefore, it must be that the Mishnah holds hezik shein and nikr loishmei hezik. The Gemara goes on to suggest that this machlekes is possibly a machlekes tanoim in the following braisa. Hametama v'hametama v'hametasech echad shogig v'echad mezid chayev divrei meir. Remeir holds that the mazik is chayev regardless of whether it was done b'shogig or b'mezid. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, as does our Mishnah, b'shogig pater b'mezid chayev. The Gemara at this point believed that the reasoning behind both machlekes is the same. Remeir holds that even b'shogig chayev because hezik shein and nikr shmei hezik. However, he disagrees with our Mishnah that the Rabbanan did not initiate b'shogig pater, while Rabbi Huda holds b'shogig pater because hezik shein and nikr lo yishmei hezik, and the chacham initiated a knas only for a mezid, but not for a shogig. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. They both agree that hezik shein and nikr lo yishmei hezik, but they disagree in the concept of kansu shogig atu mezid, whether the chacham initiated a knas even for a shogig to prevent a person from doing it b'mezid. Rabbi Meir holds b'shogig chayiv because kansu shogig atu mezid, while Rabbi Huda holds b'shogig pater because loy kansu shogig atu mezid. The Gemara now cites a braisa that is seemingly a contradiction of both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. The Tanya, Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'shogig yechel b'mezid lo yechel divrei Meir. If a person cooks on Shabbos, Rabbi Meir holds that if it was done b'shogeg, the food may be eaten even on Shabbos, but if it was done b'mezid, the food may not be eaten until after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says b'shogeg yechel l'matzah Shabbos, b'mezid lo yechel olamas. B'shogeg, the food may be eaten only after Shabbos, and b'mezid, the food may never be eaten. Kasha d'remeir d'remeir, kasha d'rebihuda d'rebihuda. In this brisa, Remeir holds that there is no knas for a shogeg, while in our Mishnah he holds that there is a knas for a shogeg. And in this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a knas for a shogeg on Shabbos, while in our Mishnah he holds that there is no knas for a shogeg. The Gemara reconciles both as follows. Regarding Remeir, ki kanis b'dirabbanan, b'dirais lo kanis, he holds kansin and shogeg only for an isidrabbanan, because as Rashi explains, divrei seifrim tzrichen chizik, the Chacham's regulations need to be strengthened. Therefore, in our Mishnah's case of Hezek Shein and Nikar, Remeir hold b'shogeg chayiv, because this is an isid rabbanan. However, Therefore, regarding Hamavashal b'Shabbos, Remeir holds b'shogeg yechel, because this is an isid deiraisa. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds vice versa. Ki leikonis b'dirabbanan, b'deiraisa konis. He holds leikonsin and shogeg for an isid rabbanan, because as Rashi explains, the other isur kal, it's less stringent. Therefore, in our Mishnah's case of Hezek She'en and Nikar, Behuda holds b'shogeg pater, because this is an isid rabbanan. However, kansin and shogeg for an isid deiraisa, because the other isur chamer, it is more stringent. Therefore, regarding Hamavashal b'Shabbos, Behuda holds b'shogeg yechel l'matzah Shabbos, because this is an isid deiraisa. However, the Gemara cites an exception to the rule, according to Remeir, based on the following brisa regarding one who plants on Shabbos or during Shemitah. Hanateya b'Shabbos b'shogeg yikayim, b'mezid yi'akar, u'b'shviyas b'im b'shogeg b'im b'mezid yi'akar divrei Remeir. Regarding Shabbos, Remeir rules like his general opinion, b'dairaisa kanes b'shogeg, but regarding Shviyas, Remeir rules b'dairaisa kanes b'shogeg. The Gemara explains that Shviyas is unique in that the Chacham did initiate a knas because of one of two reasons. The knas is necessary because due to the halachas of Arla v'Ravai, there's a need to keep track of the years, which will bring to the fore the fact that it was planted in the Shemitah year. This will cause people to become lax in their observance of Shemitah. However, there's no need to keep track of the day of the week it was planted, and therefore the fact that it was planted on Shabbos will not be remembered. Nechshedu Yisrael ala Shviyas v'le nechshedu ala Shabbosis. The knas is necessary because people are somewhat lax about Shemitah, but are not lax about Shabbos. This discussion continues in the next daf.